visit with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
You're going to be a man after God's own heart. You can't be a covenant breaker. David was not a covenant breaker. He didn't believe in that. If he gave his word, that was it. So you got to love your wife and your children. Be a good father to your children. Teach them and train them to be lovers of God. Never speak of God or the church in a negative way. See, some people, kids don't like going to church because they've been listening to mom and daddy. Mom and daddy talk bad about the people in the church, and the kids have an attitude toward church. Mom and daddy talk bad about God, and God ain't going to help us, and I don't believe in God, and all that, and them kids sitting there listening. You're shaping them. You're the greatest influence in their life. Don't tell me they're not going to listen to what you say. And then you can't tell them, do what I say and don't do what I do. That don't work. They're going to watch what you do. Your example is important in your home. You can be a man of God. Don't be a truce breaker. Do it God's way. God done set the pattern for how a man and a woman should function in marriage. And so we have to follow that pattern and believe that it's the best way. It is the best way. You don't want to mess up like this here. This will mess you up bad. Amen? The first one, you got to fulfill the desire to fill all God's will. Second one, do what's right in the eyes of God. Be committed. Number three, you got to set the example for others to follow. This is what made David a man after God's own heart, because God could point to David and say, hey, do what David's doing. Except in one thing, he wasn't perfect. But follow his example, because he done got that out of his life. He ain't doing that no more. You don't never see David doing that again. Number four, 1 Kings 9:4. And this is what God told Solomon. And if you, Solomon, will walk before me as David your father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgment, then God pronounced the blessing that will come upon him. Hallelujah. Notice here, we're focusing on David, not Solomon here. But David walked in integrity of heart. He walked in truth and he walked in righteousness. That's number four. He walked in truth and in integrity and in uprightness. In other words, David was an honest man, a man of his word. He would not violate the convictions of his heart. Do you know if you're a person of integrity? When you refuse to violate the convictions that you have. Like if you know it's wrong for you to steal. That's a conviction that you have. And then one of your friends or buddies come along and tell you, man, take this here. You can get it. We can get away with it. And something in you saying, no, that's wrong. And you got that conviction in you. No, this is wrong. I can't do this. But they coerce you and put enough pressure on you that you give in. And you violate the conviction that you have. Like drugs. You violate the conviction. You got a conviction that you ain't supposed to do that. But you violated to please somebody else. You see, you have lost integrity when you do that. Because integrity means living true to your convictions. I don't believe in that. I ain't doing it. Are you really believing that? Is that really a conviction? Yeah, if there's integrity there, you have to know the difference between right and wrong and choose to do the right thing. In other words, David didn't willingly participate in sinful things or things that would dishonor God. He practiced obedience. And the scripture tells us to do the same thing. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Amen. You can pray as David prayed in the Psalms. I pray those prayers David prayed. He said, Lord, teach me to do your will. He says, show me your paths. order my steps in your word. Over and over, you see David asking God to have mercy on him and to help him and to teach him, to instruct him in the way that he should go. That was his heart. That's why God loved him so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you had to keep your motives pure before God. This is all involved in keeping your heart true to God. Keep your motives pure. Do things for the right reason. Don't have ulterior motives in helping people. Well, if I help them with this here, they're going to give me this. They ain't say they're going to give me this. This probably what's going to happen. So I'm going to do this here because they might do this. That's wrong motive. You do it because you love. You do it because you're able to do it, whether you get anything in return. Now, God can move on their heart later, but that ought not be your reason for doing it. Amen. Keep your motives pure. David walked in integrity of heart. Can you see now why God called him a man after my own heart? He said, this man got integrity. He does the right thing. He makes the right choices. Number five, 1 Samuel 17:32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. So here we see that this is the time when Israel was being faced with Goliath. And everybody else was scared. And what did David tell Saul? He said, I will go and fight with the Philistine. In other words, David had courage. Now, you can't be a man after God's own heart without courage. You just got to have courage. You have to have bravery. You can't be dominated by fear if you're going to follow God. Everybody say, I'm not afraid. Say, I'm not a scary cat. Say, I'm not fearful. See, you have to be willing to take on the challenges of life when you know they oppose God. You can't be scared. Now, here's a whole nation from the king on down. And the Bible said that Saul stood head and shoulders above everybody else. He was the tallest man in the whole army, and he was scared. All of them petrified with fear. But not David. David trusted in his covenant with God. That's what he did. He was a man of great courage because he trusted in his covenant with God. So you have to deal with those fears and those things that intimidate you, that want to block your progress and block your blessing. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but what? Power, love, and what? A sound mind. A mind that's not disturbed, not troubled by trouble. So your mind can't be troubled by trouble. Everybody say, my mind not troubled by trouble. Some people get in trouble and their mind go crazy. You have to keep your mind a sound mind, a well-balanced mind, a focused mind. So David was a man after God's own heart because he had no fear. He didn't care who you was. He didn't care how big you were. He didn't care what kind of armor you had. All he saw was covenant. He's uncircumcised. He has no covenant, therefore he has no protection, which means God is not fighting for him. He has set himself up against God, and he gonna die. You can't be afraid to kill the giants in your life. You can't be scared of the giants in your life that stick their head up and say, you ain't going to do nothing, I'm going to do this to you. You can't be afraid to kill those giants that rise up against you. You have to go after them. Notice David picked up five smooth stones, put them in that bag. And I don't like the way TV do it sometimes. I saw one time on a Christian station, David and Goliath fighting. And David dodging spears. I say, well, where did he get that from? That made me mad to turn it off. I said, that ain't in the Bible. He ducking and diving while Goliath throwing at him. Listen, he didn't get a chance to throw a spear. Bible said David took that rock out, put it in that sling, and went after him. I mean, went running toward him and let that missile go. He ain't had time to fight. Y'all give y'all enemies too much respect. The devil ought not have time to get a sword out before you done hit him with the word. You need to hit first. We in a defensive mode too much. See, David didn't have no, he didn't even have a shield when he went out there. You know why? Because God was his shield. He had one, but it was invisible. Oh, he had a shield. I mean, Goliath, he decked out in full armor. He got a man carrying his shield. His shield's so big. I don't know what happened, but the man covering Goliath didn't do a good job. He left an opening somewhere. While that giant laughing at David, because the Bible says he derided him, laughed at him, made fun of him. Intimidate, I'm going to cut your head off. Your problems will talk to you just like that. I'm going to stop you. You're going to lose everything you got. You ain't never going to mount to nothing. You need to come after that giant. You don't need to compromise with the giant. I mean, you leave me alone, I leave you alone. The giant don't understand compromise. The giant come to steal, kill, and destroy. You got to be just that determined to have bravery to go after your problems. Slay them with the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't live your life in fear. Don't pass that spirit of fear down into your children. Live your life with courage. You say, well, Pastor, how you know when you got a giant? When you're scared. If you got something in your life you're scared of, a sickness, a disease, a relationship, I'm going to tell you, you need to go after it with the word of God. Sometimes we say, Lord, just help me cope. No, God don't want you to cope. He wants you to overcome. I can't find the word cope in the Bible. I find the word overcome a lot of times. Overcome evil with good. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Jesus said, I have overcome. We are overcoming people. We got a spirit of a conqueror in us. Hallelujah. That's why David was a man after God's own heart. He wasn't scared of nothing. In times he did get scared, he said, what time I am afraid, yet will I trust in him. So he knew what to do when fear came on him. He knew he had to trust in God. And you can see David, sometimes he talk about how bad his life is, but you don't never leave a psalm where he leave himself in that situation. He'll say, but I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. He always got delivered out of whatever he was going through. Hallelujah. So be courageous. Be a man of God. Be a man after God's own heart. Live life with courage. Face your fears. Destroy them with the word of God. Power of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Majestic.